rediscover the facets of yourself that have been kept hidden away for far too long. For just $1, you can take a journey and make it your ultimate transformation. Center of the Sun Plus offers more tools, support, and community to help you explore your inner realms. Click the link in the description to join today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You are listening to Center of the Sun, your favorite culture, society, and science podcast. Thank you for listening. Where do you get your 4th of July music? That's the question I'm asking you today. I'm sharing with you on this episode a new app that I use called Mixcloud. I'll tell you more about it later. It's the perfect app that I think will be great for a 4th of July celebration, a 4th of July music mix. I'll share with you my playlist there, also on Apple Music. Speaking of which, Drake. Yes, Scorpion is out. Finally, I'm going to give you my take on the album. The rumors surrounding Drake that I'm seeing on Twitter, kind of pissed. That's okay. And then I'm going to give you my top 5 tracks from the A and the B side. Thank you for listening. I am CentrSun21 on Twitter. Let's get started with the news, or like I call it, society. Society. This episode is brought to you by BP Coffee. Actually, no, it's not, because that's not a thing. Pardon me. So I'm navigating to the New York Times website. Very nice website. Looks just like a damn newspaper, but I have a subscription to the New York Times, and I have not read it today. It is Sunday, Center of the Sunday episode. So the first thing I'm fucking looking at is the fucking headline reads, "What it costs to be smuggled across the U.S. border." So automatically I'm thrown into a panic attack because we're at this precipice of policy. This is like this intersection and this precipice, like this point, this high point, of just like terrible decisions made by our government. And the most maddening thing is the children that are being affected. And because I know that foster care, our foster care system for American children is already fucked up, let alone the detention system that funnels children into foster care or whatever they're justifying all this for. All of this stuff regarding the children needs to be fixed immediately. Because I just got back from Washington, D.C., probably like a week or two ago. And during my trip there, I took 2 colleagues to the Holocaust Museum. And I don't know if you've ever been to the U.S. Holocaust Museum, whatever, but it's a very nice museum. I've been multiple times, and it is shocking. So this most recent trip was shocking because literally we are in the first step of genocide. And I wish I was like exaggerating, but this is exactly what happened during World War II to justify the genocide of the Jewish people and people who are disabled and elderly and gay and non-conforming in any way. They were killed or put in concentration camps and things of that nature. So we need to be doing everything we can as citizens, which includes voting. Oh my fucking God. Jesus fucking Christ. Please vote. That's all I'm saying about it. And if I hear one more fucking thing about how someone that doesn't like someone based on party lines and party politics, it makes no sense. Because at the end of the day, you know what these people are about. These Republicans. So party line, I vote party line, goddammit, because I don't care. Because at the end of the day, I don't want the government itself to change. And that's what's happening right now. Our government is literally, the face of it looks different. It's very odd. Anyway, what are your thoughts? Please tweet me. Also, you can hear my song. I wrote a song it's on SoundCloud. You gotta look my SoundCloud. Or look on my Twitter. It's probably shared there. For my song, it's called 2020. Don't forget about 2020, because Trump fucked up. Speaking of which, so the New York Times has a Sunday Review section right up top here, and it says the millennial socialists are coming. Now, I didn't really fuck with Bernie Sanders when he was running, because I'm like, how is your old ass? How are you so damn old? How are you so damn old and been in Congress for so long, and now all of a sudden you're like popping out like you can save somebody? No, you can't. But you know who can? These young women, these pretty young women on here. Yes. Yes, they're all women too. Of course. But Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she's being highlighted in the month of July because she fucking, girl, I saw your episode, I saw your interview on MSNBC. Both of them, because you did one earlier in the day and then you redid it at night. I was very impressed. And you better practice. It's so cute. Because you're learning how to do it. This is the ultimate social media like lesson and like how you're supposed to tell a story. Like they always tell you, they want you to learn something. So you got to start from the bottom and then you got to tell a story. So you got to tell all your business and then you got to progress. You got to be consistent. She's doing everything that an influencer on social media would do. But she's doing it through public office. So Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she's a 28-year-old political newcomer. She upset the U.S. Representative Joe Crowley. He's the incumbent in New York, I believe like the 14th district I saw on TV maybe. I don't know. But she beat him in the primary. Because people, they don't think that... And that's the good thing about America. It's like, thank God we live in America, because like at the end of the day, we set it up so we can break it up, so we can break it apart. Like it's made to be broken. So that's the only thing that gives me hope about this government, is like, at least one day it'll change. What are your thoughts? I don't really want to get in it. It's kind of alarming, but we do need to make sure that we talk about the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is under threat. If you haven't seen a Supreme Court justice in the United States Supreme Court, federal, you know, the highest court in the land, pay attention, people. please, center of the sun, knees, center of the sunny delights. I need you to be paying attention to the Supreme Court. We can't let Trump get another judge, especially because Obama didn't get another judge. But I think he appointed two. I forget. Two of those women. I know he did two women. Oh, yeah, Hispanic woman and the other woman. You better do that, Obama. Get your... Yes. What's going on under science? New York Times science. What's going on here? Ooh, the evolutionary origin of descending testicles. Oh my God, have you ever seen The Danish Girl? It was on cable. I saw it probably like a few months ago. That was the most terrifying thing. I've never imagined having your testicles removed without anesthesia and without pain medication in like the 1920s. Yeah, that they didn't have to show any blood or any guts. Just the thought of it. Oh, I couldn't even think of it. Oof. But get your life, girl. But I think she died. The Danish girl died because we are trauma informed up in here. We are gender affirming up in here. Thank you. But that was a good movie otherwise. It was very interesting to see kind of like the DL, the like Renaissance version of the DL. No, it was way after the Renaissance, but still. Ebola outbreak in Central Africa is largely contained. Please, Lord. Remind me not to go to places to contract Ebola. Lord. Just putting that in the atmosphere. Oh my God. Woof. Well, there's nothing really on the, you know, there's really nothing going on in the news. Later we're going to talk about HIV. I got in a good little tizzy on Twitter. Oh Lord, Jesus. No accents. No accents. But I got into a thing on Twitter regarding the HIV cure. Is there a cure? More to come. But basically, no, there is no cure yet. There's good evidence that there is, that it could work, but every time we try to create one, it fails. So have you ever been to Detroit? It's a very interesting land. I went to Detroit about 2 or 3 years ago. When was Formation Tour for Beyonce? That's when I went to Detroit. I saw her tour. And Detroit's always struck me as an interesting place, not only because it's like the Motor City or whatever, so like it's known for like Motown or like music and Motown and cars and Ford and all that kind of stuff, but it's also known for music, house music very specifically. So whenever I go to Detroit, I always make it a, you know, I always try to immerse myself in, you know, stuff like that in terms of house music and making sure I'm up to date. So for the 4th of July, why am I saying so much? Goodness gracious. For the 4th of July, people, it is common that people listen to music. I'm making a point, I promise. I promise I'm making a point. It's hard to talk about right now. It's very hard for some reason. But Mixcloud.com is a site that I use that I found not only for, oh, they made their little logo gay, not only for uploading my podcast, but also because it is, I guess it's a big site for DJs. So one of the best things that I like to do, so when I go to Detroit or I go to a different city, one of the best things, one of the most fun things I like to do is go see DJs and go dance. So Mixcloud is a perfect site. They are not sponsoring this at all. but I like the site. And it has all kind of shit on there. Mainly European DJs. Stuff that I don't even hear. That you don't hear over in the United States. So, do you use Mixcloud? If you do, follow me on Mixcloud.com/CenterSun21. Just like my Twitter handle. One DJ that I wanted to talk about today was MIDI Mod, I believe. Lit as playlists. So Mixcloud only lets people put up like long stuff. So you can only put up stuff if it's like an hour long. Like you can only put up radio shows and DJ mixes like from the radio. Also, so I like that DJ. I don't know. Is this Cyrillic? I don't know. But all these people that make all this rave music, because you know, I love a nasty bass. I really do. Also, DJ Vadim is another V-A-D-I-M is another DJ that I like. So this DJ is in the United Kingdom. Also, there are some very handsome men too that I follow. So if you want to, I would love to like date a DJ and just dance all night. Like, damn, a very handsome black DJ. I would love if you are a handsome black DJ. Hit me up, CenterSun21 on Twitter, or email me host@CenterSun21.com, bitch. But anyway, Mixcloud is a good place to go. You can hear my podcast there. Also, you can see what I listen to, my favorites. They're listed right there for you. You can see my history. So sometimes I'll just click on stuff and just listen to it, and like, I love it. Because it's a whole bunch of different kind of mixes, and it's the kind of turn up music that I like that you can't really find on like Apple Music, because everything is done by artists. So like, who puts it all together? DJs put it all together to make it sound good and like different stuff. So like, I like turning up. So Mixcloud, find me there. Link in the description of this podcast. Also, a good place for mixes is SoundCloud. I still hear stuff that I can never hear anywhere else because it's all fucking SoundCloud and it pisses me off. And then I can never find it again. But anyway, also, you can follow me on Apple as well if you do that. I'm giving you a lot of places to follow me. I'm everywhere on the internet in terms of music because that's all I do. And if you want to hear some of my music, it's on SoundCloud. So anyway, Apple Music has a partnership with Drake. Yeah, thank God. Because if I had to wait for this damn album like I did for The Carters, which actually pissed me off, and now that I don't even want to hear it no more because they like make it exclusive when all I do is support and have supported. Like my first concert like was Destiny's Child. So like, it's very common for me to listen to Beyonce and like Destiny's Child and like Jay-Z, but like to them to make it exclusive for what? That's not how any of this works. You're just doing it just to be an asshole. Therefore, I'm petty too. Petty boots. So the Carters really piss me off, and they can have whatever clout that they have. Good. But what I also do is I support other artists too. So even though I am a Beyonce fan, I'm probably more of a Drake fan because Drake, I just identify with Drake more because I guess he's a black man that speaks white. I don't know. That's the only thing that I could think of. I'm also identifying with Drake in other ways. So for this culture segment that I'm about to have about Drake's album, which I absolutely loved, speaking of which, let me pull it up because I'm like, what in the world? Let me pull up. So, what did you think of the album? What did you think of Drake's new album? I loved it. Drake, see, but I like all Drake's, I like Drake, all of Drake's music, all the way from his mixtape until, what else did Drake do? Like Views and, what are the other, More Life. I loved More Life. More Life, introduced me to, British rappers. No idea. Whatever. Views was a good breakup album. Nothing Was the Same was a good introduction to, like, Drake as, like, a mainstream rapper. If you're reading this, it's too late. I loved. That might be my favorite album. Take Care defined New York City for me. And Scorpion. Now we're at Scorpion. Considering the other albums, this one actually pissed me off. Because... I like Drake, and I like the fact that Drake, so the one thing that I always loved about Drake is that on Apple Music, he has his own section called post-Drake R&B or something. He has a whole section, he has a whole, his own genre, and that's always intrigued me because he did create his own genre. And this album, just the simple fact of the description, where he's like, qualifying, being like, yeah, we know, like, it sucks, like, Drake sucks, but you're still gonna buy it, like, yeah, we know, like, him qualifying that, like, kind of pisses me off, because I know that he cares about the criticism. And the one thing that I always loved about Drake is he always made it his music, and he didn't give a fuck. Singing, rapping, whatever, he didn't care. This one, he cares, and I'm a little worried. And it makes me think about one's self-esteem, especially someone like Drake. He's such a pretty man. Like, I've never looked at him and never been like, wow, he's... And I've always been like, wow, he's just like... And he looks great. And he's not even, like, astounding. You know, he doesn't have anything particular about his features. Like, he's very... If you look at him, he's just like every other light-skinned man. But it's just something about his, like, essence... seems wholesome. And I guess that's part of the light skin privilege. Let's talk about that part. But also, because proximity to whiteness also translates into safe, you know, perceptions of safety. But anyway, I've always looked at him because I identify with him, whatever. And he's cute, so whatever. And he's a good entertainer. So, you know, all the things. But he doesn't have, you know... Anyway, that's neither here nor there. I'm worried about people's self-esteem and the extent to which people are affected, especially celebrities. Like, I knew this was going to be a good album, but, like, the fact that it's, like, 3,000 tracks long and spans his entire ability... musical ability, singing, rapping, sampling, you know, beat making, all those things, you know, he had a hand in it because people always criticize him for whatever thing, and he's addressing it in his music. And I'm like, I don't know if that's a good tactic, because part of being groundbreaking is that you say fuck the bullshit, but also criticizing the fact that he's responding to criticism is, you know, it's critical. It's just, it's a never-ending cycle. But I just wish that he gave me with More Life and with Views, I really liked. Even with Take Care, like, he's given me points of reference in my life. So, think about it. How do your words affect people on social media? Even fucking Drake, like Pusha T and all this bullshit. When I see these people fight in public, I honestly think it's all a manipulation tactic or a marketing ploy. But then when I hear it in his music and I'm like, he's like actually big mad. He's really mad. And then you people, when, you know, we're talking about these people, these are like real people. And I really, this is why, like, when I see this black and white album cover on Scorpion, I just want to like rub his head, you know, his little wave, his little three little waves. I just want to rub them. and just be like, it's okay, because I don't know. These people got real problems, and I can see it. I can feel it, and I can see it, because the way that people talk about it. So, like, I don't like the alluding to the fact that people think that Drake is gay, or for whatever reason is having a secret love affair with whoever. So on one side, he has a secret baby, and he's like sleeping with porn stars, which is kind of weird for like a celebrity. Because I'm like, if you could literally sleep with anybody, and you choose a porn star, which there's nothing wrong with it. But I'm like, socially, if you think about the social acceptance of sleeping with a porn star, it's not really socially accepted. So like, as a celebrity, why would you choose that and potentially suffer negative consequences? Because I'm like, maybe I should sleep with a porn star. Drake's sleeping with porn stars. I'm like, there's something to it, clearly. So on one hand, he's having this, like, I guess he's acting out. Is that what people would say? Because he's this wholesome, light-skinned man, and he has the side of him where it's, like, crazy or presumed crazy. I think it's all a marketing ploy or distraction in some way. And then on the other hand, he has these, like, male friendships with other celebrities. And I saw this post on Twitter. And this woman was like, I don't know how people figure out like dates of like when celebrities, because it's all planned. Like, you can automate the internet, basically can be automated, so you can make things happen without it actually happening. Like Lil Bow Wow told y'all all the secrets about how people just like pose and stuff in front of things and exaggerate their celebrity status. But I saw a post on Twitter, and I'm not even going to really reference it, because I don't really like the way that it was going, because at the end of the day, I don't like when people talk about or allude to the fact that people are gay, because the fact that you're alluding to it, it devalues my humanity. So I saw a post on Twitter where they're mapping the timeline of like Drake's child's birthday and juxtaposing that or transposing that directly on top of his Instagram timeline. And apparently during his child's birth, or the formative years of his child's, or the formative days after his child's birth, he was not present. He was actually visiting someone in the hospital, some other non-family member in the hospital. So people are like, ooh, look at this. And they're like, ooh, yeah, like, it's weird. So, but at the end of the day, what I've observed from being gay myself, interacting with secretly gay people, and working and knowing firsthand the behaviors that coincide, the negative health outcomes that can coincide with being secretly gay, I don't have any tolerance for it. So I'm basically telling you that anytime you try to make fun of somebody who is publicly straight, and you try to make fun of them for being secretly gay or allude to the fact, you are literally negating and delegitimizing people's humanity who actually are openly gay. You're saying that, oh my God, it's so bad being gay, he's secretly gay. Or like, you're making it seem like it's bad when it's literally just like someone's sexual behavior. And literally no one will be honest about their sexual behavior if you keep shaming them for it. So straight men will never tell you the truth. You always have this problem with DL people, because you never get the truth, because you keep making people lie. You keep putting people in a position to lie, because you make it seem like being gay is so bad. It's not that bad. It's actually really fun, dumb bitches. Mainly women. They love doing that shit. Men, it is what it is. But I think women just keep throwing little drops of gasoline on the fucking fire. And I'm like, even if the man is secretly gay, he's never going to say it. Because you make it seem like it's the end of the world. Or you keep bringing it up. Let him do what he does. These are real people. Anyway, my top five tracks on the album. I could probably find them. Do I have top five? Maybe. Mob Ties. Yes, Mob Ties is my shit. Let me type that up because it is like really weighing on me. Mob Ties is good. Also, what else is good on this album? In My Feelings, of course. This is going to be a hit. In My Feelings. Is this the one with Mariah Carey? I don't think so. No, that's Emotionless. That is a good one too. Emotionless. You gotta listen to this album. You got to. Emotionless. Also. Doesn't Matter with Michael Jackson in it. Loved it. Doesn't Matter. Featuring Michael Jackson. I'm typing these down so I can put them in the description. So you can browse at your leisure. So my favorite side, B-side was my favorite. And I know I'm gonna love, I'm scratching, sorry. I know I'm gonna, oh, Finesse. Finesse is a weird song. Finesse is one of those songs that give me a little bit of pause. Let me know if you have the same feelings. And honorable mention, Nice For What, because it's just, that's just my shit. So, let me know what you think, okay? Honorable mention, Nice For What. Oops, I'm knocking my headphones off. Nice For What. What are your favorite tracks on the new Scorpion album? Tweet me, CenterSun21 on Twitter. You can email me, host@CenterSun21.com, or follow me anywhere podcasts are listened to. Leave a comment there. Thank you for listening. And we're going to come back with, yes, you guessed it, my section or my snippet entitled, What Have You Heard About HIV? We're going to be talking. We're going to start a little series because I got a little tizzy on Twitter about HIV and the vaccine and the cure. And do y'all even know what HIV is? Well, luckily, this is my day job, so it's what I can talk about today. See you soon. Or hear you soon, or whatever. Anyway, well, I'll be back. Have a Sprite. White Castle Sprite. But they just don't have the range, and that's okay. How you doing? Visit CenterSun21.com to read more about today's episode. They don't have the range. And I feel like, I was just on Twitter like a minute ago. I feel like bragging, you know, you're always told you're not supposed to brag and stuff like that. But, excuse me, I had to take a drink. But you like your mom tells you not to brag and shit like that. Which is fine to like tell children, but you know what? Now that social media is so big, I actually find it funny because we've been taught so well to not brag, and it's been stigmatized so much that a lot of people don't recognize what they're doing. And it's funny, and I think it's kind of cute. Because you can tell people are really well-intentioned and they just don't have anything else to talk about. But that's exactly why I wanted to bring it up, because you're allowed to brag. And typically people do it on social media where they'll like state something like, OMG, like I have this thing, that thing, and the other. And not only, you know, oh my gosh, like I'm so busy because like so many things are happening. And it's like, it's called humble bragging, like being humble, but also bragging or the appearance of, it's bragging with an appearance of humility. And it's very funny, actually, to see it. But humble bragging, I think it's fine. But you should probably watch yourself if you're doing it. I do it all the time. Like, oh my gosh, like, oh man, I have to spend so much money on my key fab for my Range Rover because it broke. Oh man, you know, kind of that kind of thing where people do. It's called humble bragging. It's fine. But when people do it on social media, it's like, really? Really, girl? Like, no one really cares that you have to clean your 12 pairs of expensive designer shoes or something. You know, I don't, no one really cares. But it's kind of like when you announce, like, otherwise meaningless details about your life. Like, in any other situation, you wouldn't share certain things because it's meaningless. Because there's no point in sharing something that's meaningless, but... But then it got me thinking, like, why do we have this compulsion, excuse me, Sprite, this message is brought to you or not brought to you by Sprite, and White Castle, it's not brought, they are, no, they're not the sponsor, but anyway, but then it started getting me thinking about how I interact with people, so... A phenomenon that I am realizing now, so my birthday is coming up in about a month. Ooh, woo, I'm scared to turn 30. I like literally have an anxiety attack every time I think about turning 30, but it's fine. No one gets it. They just tell me to shut up. It's fine. But anyway, I started thinking about how I'm interacting with people. So in my current day job, I'm noticing now that I'm like being valued and like I'm working in a field that like is actually challenging me, now I feel actually challenged. Now I'm starting to recollect on my development, on my education, my personal development, all those things, and how many times I've been kind of just like inherently assumed or how much I've had to teach myself. Let's just say that. And it like, it's astounding, like, because, you know, I dedicate this kind of this episode to the citizen scientists out there, because to have to teach yourself something, it's gratifying as fuck. Like, it is so amazing. You feel so good. That's why I, you know, want people to seek information. Whatever it is, whatever you're thinking about, I encourage you to think about it more and actually try to back it up with some concrete evidence or some sort of outside source or some other person that agrees with you. I think it's very important because learning is a constant process. And really, the only way to prevent aging in humans is to keep our mind sharp. Like, to actually, like, prevent the aging of the brain or the detriments that come with the aging brain or side effects of aging. You can combat a lot of that stuff with just mental, making sure, you know, you're staying up on your education. And actually, they're linking the lack of education in early childhood to Alzheimer's. There are several studies out there that are trying to figure out what's the cause of Alzheimer's disease, the disease that, let's look it up. I'm going to go to Safari, Alzheimer's disease. What is Alzheimer's? Let's try Mayo Clinic. It's like the third thing. So the Alzheimer's disease is a progressive disease that destroys memories and other important mental functions. At first, someone with Alzheimer's may notice mild confusion and difficulty remembering. Eventually, people with the disease may even forget important people in their lives and undergo dramatic personality changes. Wow, that sounds pretty fucking scary. And the fact that it's slow, so you don't really realize it's happening until it's too late. And even then, if you did realize it, it wouldn't matter because we don't know how to fix it. But Alzheimer's disease, Mayo Clinic goes on to describe, mayoclinic.org goes on to describe that Alzheimer's disease is the most common form of dementia or cause of dementia, a group of brain disorders that cause the loss of intellectual and social skills. So I've heard, you know, a lot of people to prevent it, there is no proven way, but research into the prevention strategies is currently ongoing. The strongest evidence so far is that you're able to lower your risk for Alzheimer's by reducing your risk for heart disease. So those are linked. So you got to make sure your blood pressure, your high blood cholesterol, weight, diabetes also affect Alzheimer's. Wow, I didn't really realize that. But making sure that your cardiovascular disease, making sure the blood flow to the brain is always lit. Also making sure that the electrical activity in your brain is lit. So making sure that you're reading and writing every day. And being healthy, just being healthy. But anyway, it kind of was all prompted this. All of these connections that I'm making with Alzheimer's and like Twitter and like people bragging and stuff is like, it made me think about my own development because I didn't learn like everybody else traditionally learns. Like, you can't teach me steps. Like, you can teach me things, but I won't retain it. If you want me to retain something or critically think about something, you have to teach me topics in totality. I'm not very good at learning pieces of things. So like steps of something, I need to know what is the purpose of the thing before I learn the steps. And then I can retain it and critically think about what I'm doing and make adjustments and remain flexible. You know, all the things that make you good at your job. I need, but I just learn in a different kind of way. So when I think about like how I interact with people at work now, you know, and having to learn something new every day, like literally that is my days, like having my mind blown every day, which is good and I enjoy it. But at the same time, I'm pissed because I'm like, when am I going to just know, you know? I guess I just need to have patience. But because I don't learn like everybody else and because I require more information than the typical person to do something, I guess it's proven as a detriment because people think you're dumb. Or also, let's not forget, I'm a black man. Let's not forget the racism aspect to it, because even though I went to good schools, was I taught properly or improperly because it was assumed that I was not smart enough because of my skin color? And I think that's actually probably that's once I think about that, I'm like, well, it makes sense now. Like, and it just gives me more power and gives me more reason to seek information. Cause I'm like, what you're not going to do is make me stupid and then assume I remain stupid. That's what I'm not doing. So getting back to the thing I was talking, when I started this, sorry, I went off on a tangent. When I was talking about bragging, though, because I've had to teach myself a lot of stuff and then have to unlearn the fact that I was not stupid, now it's become important to me that, like, vanity is an asset now. Bragging, I think, is part of that. And there's nothing wrong with it. Humble bragging, explicitly bragging, you know, outright. There's nothing wrong with it. How did I get on Alzheimer's? Damn. But all that stuff, making sure that you remain on top of the information that's available. I think that's how I got on Alzheimer's, but making sure that you remain on top of stuff and like not letting yourself slip into like complacency and stupidity, because I think they want you to be stupid. I think to a certain extent, like that's the design, is that so you can just like be a slave, because whether you like it or not, like there's always somebody who's a master, you know, there's always going to be a boss. So why not try to be the boss, or why not try to understand as much as possible, so that if you get the opportunity, it's possible. Damn, I'm out. But yeah, they don't have the range, and that's okay. Fuck them. Brag about your fucking car. Well, don't brag about your money. Don't do that shit, because people will rob you. Don't give them an excuse to rob you, but also don't give them an excuse to call you stupid. If you're smart, tell people you're smart. Don't let them try to trick you. If you got some skills, shout them out loud. Fuck it. Don't be, you know, this is how I approach it. So think of it like going to the dance club, whatever. You know, the first time you ever went to a dance, it's like, it's scary, whatever. But, and I was always so self-conscious. I'm like, really? I used to hate the feeling of self-consciousness. It's just like, really? Or self-conscious or something. I don't know. But it dawned on me when I realized that everyone else was self-conscious too. So if I am the one that is not self-conscious, then I am actually the best, because I'm the least self-conscious, which means I'm better. So if you go to a dance club and everyone's standing around and you're the only one dancing, who's the best dancer? It will be you. So think of it, out of 8 billion people, if no one is dancing except for you, who's the best dancer? You're the best dancer. Therefore, you get to be the leader. You get to be the boss. It's logic. Duh. That's how I rationalize it. So if everyone else is self-conscious, which they are, but no one is self-conscious and confident at the same time, then you're the most confident. You're the most self-conscious, which means, or the least self-conscious, which means you're the prettiest. Or you're the best. I think it works. Does that logic work? I don't know. I think it does for me. That's how I live my life. That's why if you got something to brag about it. Because at that exact moment, no one else can brag about that. So you're the best. So if you have 14 friends, brag about your 14 friends. Because I got about 13. Therefore, you're better. Duh, you're the smartest. I love it. You are the center of the sun. If you're the center, no one else can be the center. Be your center. Shit, damn. But anyway, thank you for listening. Visit my website, centersun21.com. Text me, 513-289-0474. Tweet me on Twitter at CenterSun21. Leave me a comment, subscribe, rate, review, all that good shit. This is Center Sun Podcast. All right. So what have you heard about HIV? That is the title of my segment right this minute. And I want to talk about it because, number one, young black men who are under the age of 24 years of age, young black men who have sex with other men are accounting for the highest proportion of new infections. So, that's why I'm talking about that today. Every year, new infections increase in this group of people. So, and it's really under the age of 30 because nobody's wearing a condom, which is okay because the health department does recommend, the health department in Ohio does state that what's safe for one person is not always safe for the other. So you have to do what is best for you because everyone's body is different. So are condoms good for you? Yes, if you use them. And yes, if you use them properly. Do you even know how to use a condom? The best tip I can give you in terms of using a condom is to leave an inch or a half of an inch of space at the top of the condom so that it, so you can catch the semen that comes out of your penis. So anyway, what have you heard about HIV? First of all, the only way to know if you have HIV is to be what? Tested. You have to go to the doctor to be tested, unfortunately. Also, you can get a test over the counter if you can't go to the doctor, but it's extremely expensive for what it is. You can go to the Walgreens or wherever and get a test or a quick test over the counter. Gets results back in 20 minutes. That antibody test you can use your oral fluid or you can use a little drop of blood, but it's not looking for the virus. And that's a common misconception about HIV tests is that it's actually looking for your body's reaction to an infection. So when you're infected with HIV, when you have sex without a condom or share a needle when you're shooting up drugs or something like that, when you're infected with HIV or when you're exposed to HIV or if you acquire HIV, your body starts fighting it. And in order to fight it, it creates cells or these little fighter cells called antibodies. And those antibodies fight all infections, but specific to HIV, the ones that are specific to HIV can be detected on the or a quick test. So the only way to know if you have HIV is to be tested. When you get tested, we're not looking for the virus. We're looking for your body's reaction to an infection. Because a lot of people think, oh, you're giving me HIV. No, no, it's not happening. We're looking for your body's reaction to an infection, and your body reacts in a very specific way to HIV. So that's what they're looking for. If that test comes back reactive, if there is a reaction, then that warrants further testing and probably medical treatment. And at the very least, counseling. Risk reduction counseling, because there's other ways to reduce your risk for HIV other than a condom. You can do things like limit your number of partners. So, how many partners in the last 12 months have you had? Have you had 10 partners? Can you count them on your hand? If you had 10 partners in the past year, you could reduce your risk for HIV by decreasing your partners to 9 in the next 12 months. Because just literally decreasing your number of partners decreases your risk dramatically for acquiring HIV. Also, when's the last time you talked to your partner about HIV or about STDs? Do you even know that HIV is an STD? What is an STD? An STD is a sexually transmitted disease. Sometimes people say STI, sexually transmitted infection. Those infections normally are easily prevented. That's why they're in their own little category, STD, because they're normally only passed through sex. So how do you prevent STDs? You talk about them before you have sex. And yeah, it's really hard. It's actually really awkward. I barely talk about STDs before sex. But if it works for you, do it. please. Because again, black men, especially black men who are under the age of 24, who have sex with other men, are disproportionately becoming acquainted with HIV, which is astronomical because it's highly preventable and highly treatable by very simple changes to one's sexual behavior. So condoms, limiting your partners, talking about STIs, STDs, all those things could like literally reduce your risk for HIV. Also, research. Have you heard about some research around HIV? Because we can prevent HIV with medication now. The same medication that we use to treat HIV, one part of that medication can also be used to prevent it. And now we're looking at long-term injectable versions of treatment and prevention. And now we're looking at cures. And now we're looking at vaccines. You need to become engaged. There is technology out there to save our lives. Are we taking advantage of it? Center of the Sun podcast. My purpose is to close that information gap because young black people in general, black men, specifically black gay men, black men who have sex with other men, whoever you are, I want to share information with you to close the information gap because we should not be lost. We shouldn't be ignorant to a lot of these things. And I talk with people every day. So, thank you for listening. You can follow me on Twitter, all the places. If I'm not in a particular place, please email me host@centersun21.com. Visit www.centersun21.com for all the links, all the ways to subscribe. You can also text me. I forgot about that part. 289 or area code 513-289-0474. Secure line, exclusive to the podcast. I don't even type the number anywhere. You literally have to listen to the podcast in order to get the number. So text me to get on the exclusive list. More to come. Area code 513-289-0474. Thank you for listening. Have a great day. And I'll see you next Sunday.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make the brave decision to venture within, you will unlock your true potential so you can push forward with confidence, conviction, and a purpose. For only $1, you can become a Center of the Sun Plus Gold member and get closer to that purpose. No matter how difficult the process may be, remember it's your resilience and commitment that will ultimately lead you to where you want to go.